in tune with Radio 2 and Radio 1. The House of Unspeakable Secrets. Leslie Phillips in Ernest Dudley's 8-part comic strip thriller. Episode 2, Find the Lady. That well-known Mayfair hairdresser, Hilaire, is returning to London from Hamburg by the Nord Express. Hilaire is also a secret agent on his first assignment, and on the train meets an attractive blonde. Later, he finds her in his sleeping compartment, half-strangled.
Oh. You.
She's trying to speak.
You.
What is she saying?
You.
I can't quite catch. But...
You. Yosef.
What is she saying? She's saying Yosef. Yosef.
Yosef? What the devil?
She must know something.
Oh. What happened?
Someone tried to kill you.
We found you in here, hanging by my dressing gown cord.
Who? Who would want to kill me?
It's a good question.
Can't you remember anything about it?
This isn't my sleeper.
No, it's mine. Yours is next door, K11. You nearly strangled.
He saved you with a kiss of life.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, it was nothing. It was a pleasure.
He did look as if he was quite enjoying it.
Yeah, can't you tell us what happened?
Someone seemed to come out of a compartment behind me and... Well, that's all I know.
What about Joseph? You know him?
Joseph? I don't know anybody called that. Or perhaps it was some person I'd heard of and it had stuck in my mind.
Could be, Fräulein...
I'm not German, I'm English. The name is Caress Neville.
Miss Neville, then?
Oh, that sort of thing happens, doesn't it? A name getting stuck in one's head.
Yeah. We'd better see you back to your own compartment.
Yes, I'll go to bed. I suppose it is my fever, after all this.
I think you'd better settle for it.
Oh, very peculiar, I must say.
Very peculiar.
Well, here we are.
Good.
And I've locked your door.
Yes, you should.
I wonder why whoever it was who tried to kill me left me in your compartment.
Perhaps they thought it was yours. Anyway, I shouldn't worry about it.
No, I shouldn't worry, Miss Neville.
And don't open your door, not for anyone. Until we reach Paris in the morning.
I'll take your advice. Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Oh, and Mr. Hilaire.
Hmm?
If I should feel nervous about anything, could I just bang the wall?
Oh, of course.
It's a comfort to know you're only next door. Good night.
Good night.
And if she does bang on the wall, what do you do?
Bang back. I'm sure she won't.
Won't you bet?
Let's get back to my compartment.
They won't have left any clues behind, is that what you're thinking?
I wasn't. I just feel like turning in myself. Shut the door.
There. Well, it's been quite a tiring day.
That business in the dining car. The attendant saying she got the wrong compartment. A trick to get her along here.
That's what it looks like. Or what it was meant to look like.
Were you thinking it was some kind of practical joke to involve me?
Not so much of a joke if someone else instead of us had found her.
I suppose it would have looked as if I'd tried to kill her.
Police welcome committee waiting for you in Paris, full of questions. And they'd have searched you from head to foot.
My shoes, then?
What?
Like my shoes. They'd hardly have missed them.
Oh, your shoes. What size do you take?
I beg your pardon?
We were talking about your shoes.
Oh, my shoes. Size 8.
I have size 8.
Same size.
An idea was occurring to me.
We might switch over?
Well, just in case. I mean, the shoe heel is a pretty obvious hiding place.
Well, it was one I was instructed to use.
Yeah. Oh, perhaps it doesn't matter now. Not long to go.
All right.
Don't put them out to be cleaned.
So you don't think it couldn't have been some idea that she had? Some idea of trying to win my sympathy?
But what for?
Well, you know the funny way their minds work.
I thought you were the expert on what makes a woman tick. Don't they tell all their intimate secrets to their hairdresser?
Oh, yeah. Some do.
You must lead a most interesting life.
If she was faking it, why did she refer to Yosef?
I'm afraid the answers don't come so easy in this game. In fact, plenty don't come at all.
And this is what worries me. People do things or things happen, but there doesn't seem to be any reason.
That's not only the spy racket, that's life. Look, if her job is to check on you all she can, you'll get a chance to play her at her own game.
Well, you feel she hasn't finished with me yet, huh?
You'll see. Pleasant dreams. I'll make you with a cup of tea when we get into Paris.
Yeah, oh, thanks.
You'd better lock your door also.
Yeah.
And don't open up to anyone except me.
Right.
Unless, of course, it's her, that would be a little different. By the way.
Yes?
How about getting her to model for you?
Model for you?
You're entering for this international hairdressing gala in Paris next month, aren't you?
Well, that's why I'm stopping off in Paris, to see François Yule. He's fixing up a model for me.
Then use Caress Mobile.
But, well, I mean, wouldn't it look suspicious?
Depends how you set about it. Try a little finesse and see. If she wants to keep tabs on you, she'll be all for it. And you want to keep her in your sights, so...
It's an idea.
Good night.
Good night.
Miss Neville.
Could you help me?
Yes. All right. Just a minute. Yes?
Were you asleep?
Oh, just dropping off.
Sorry if I woke you, but I've got such a sore throat.
What? Oh, yes. So you have.
Oh, I know I'm lucky to be alive, and it's thanks to you.
Oh, really?
But I thought if I could gargle with some aspirins or something, it might help.
Yes, it would.
Only I haven't got any aspirin.
Oh, I've got some. Hold on a minute.
Oh, that's marvelous. Thank you. Just two or three will do.
Well, there you are.
Thanks so much, Dr. Hilaire.
I hope they work.
And I'm terribly grateful to you for saving my life.
I'm glad we were in time.
Are you going straight on to London or staying in Paris?
Well, I've got an appointment in Paris in the morning. I have to see François Jules. He's fixing up a model for me.
François Jules?
Mm.
I've worked for him. Do remember me, too.
You've worked for him?
Yes.
You see, I'm showing my new hairstyles at next month's big Paris competition.
Really?
All the top hairdressers compete, so it's important to me to find the right model to work with.
Of course. I suppose that... Oh, that doesn't mean well.
What?
Would I be any good?
You?
Blondes are best, aren't they?
Blonde hair does show off the line of a hairstyle better than a brunette.
Well, then.
Well, I don't quite know.
I'm sure I could do it.
It's not that. It's hard work.
I know. I told you. I worked for François Jules. Oh, just try me out when you get back to London. Please.
Well... All right.
I'll phone you, and you can make a call.
I'll be at my Berkeley Square salon tomorrow afternoon if you'd like to give me a ring.
I shall just adore doing it.
Yeah.
And it's an excuse for us to see each other again.
Yes.
Isn't it?
Yes.
Good night, Hilaire.
Good night, Miss...
Harriet. And thanks...
What?
For the aspirin.
Wake up, monsieur.
Hmm?
Wake up.
What? Oh.
Monsieur, wake up.
Who is it? What? Oh, who are you?
Your morning tea, monsieur.
Tea? Oh, tea. Train stopped.
We are at the Gare du Nord.
Mm.
Arrived 5 minutes ago.
We're here? But I...
I was given this note to give to you.
Oh, thanks. From her. It's from Eric. She hopped off the train almost before it stopped and gone after her. We'll phone you at François Jules this morning. You didn't lock your door last night. Oh. Serve you right if you'd been strangled, Eric.
Would you like some breakfast, monsieur?
What? Oh, you're still here. No, thanks. No, I'll have breakfast later.
There is no hurry about leaving the train.
Yeah, what's the time?
Got an appointment this morning. I must get a move on. My shoes.
What, monsieur?
Nothing. Just my friend's taken my shoes. Size 8, you know. But he's left me his.
Oh, a sort of joke, monsieur?
Caresse Neville, monsieur Hilaire. I do not recall a girl of that name.
No?
Mais non. Unless she called herself something else when she worked for us. Caresse Neville. You are going to use this girl?
Why, I never see her again.
That is the trouble with amateurs. They are not reliable.
She was the type I had in mind, but... Oh, she'll probably forget all about it.
You had better see these two girls I've arranged to be here this morning.
Yes, of course. If I should hear any more about Miss Neville, I can always phone you from London.
Monsieur Desmond, the girls are here. Oh, there was this message for you.
Message?
Monsieur Eric, he telephoned just before you arrived. You are to meet him at the Hotel Rex in the Rue Deauville off the Place de l'Opera.
Hotel Rex?
At 11 o'clock. It is important, he said. You would understand.
Yes, oh yes, many thanks. 11 o'clock.
This is it, monsieur.
Is it?
Hotel Rex. See, it is written up there.
Well, thanks.
Thank you, monsieur.
Monsieur requires something?
I'm expecting to meet somebody here.
Yes, monsieur.
He said the Hotel Rex, Rue Deauville.
Oh, this is the place.
At 11 o'clock.
Well, it has only just gone 11. A drink, monsieur?
No, thanks.
Some coffee while you are waiting?
Well, all right, yes.
I will get it at once.
Thank you. Lump, bum, bum, bum. Lump, ba, da. Ba, ba.
Your coffee, monsieur.
Oh, thank you, yes.
Perhaps your friend will want some.
Yes, he might. I wonder, that might be him on the phone now to say that he's delayed.
I do not think it is him.
Oh.
Your coffee, it is all right?
Oh, yes. Yes, it's,
Something the matter, monsieur?
No, I'm all right.
Are you sure, monsieur?
Yes, perhaps where's Eric?
Oh, monsieur, he's unwell.
My head, everything's so spinning round.
Let me help you into this room. There is a sofa. You can rest.
I can wait till Eric turns up.
In here.
Yes. I should be here. You know, it's 11. He said it was important. Oh, if I could just lie down for a minute.
On this sofa.
Yeah. Oh, that's better. Oh, my head.
It is quiet in here.
I can't keep my eyes open.
Oh, close them, monsieur.
Everything's spinning round.
I'll leave you to sleep it off.
Yes, just like have a little sleep.
Perhaps if I took off your shoes, it would help you relax.
There
you are. You will be all right now.
Yeah. Where am I? I tell you. Oh, it's 11:30. Who's there? Who's there? All right, I'm coming. My legs. They're like paper. My shoes. Where are my shoes? I'm coming. All right. Who is it? Eric.
Your shoes.
Eric. What's wrong?
Your shoes.
Oh, come.
Come on, Eric. You did that before. Oh, Eric, you're joking, aren't you? I mean, you are... Blood. He's really dead.
Monsieur, what has happened?
The man I was waiting for.
What, the blood?
Yeah, he's dead.
You quarreled. You killed him.
No, he was a friend of mine.
Well, his knife, I have just picked it up. You killed him.
I killed him?
Which is a matter for the police. I must phone.
Now, wait a minute,
monsieur.
You aren't phoning anyone. What's that on your sleeve?
What?
Don't try and tell me it's red wine.
Let me go.
No, you don't. That sorted you out.
Your boarding ticket, monsieur? Thank you.
Yes, this is Hilaire Berkeley Square. Madame Hilaire speaking. Oh, good afternoon, madame. Yes, monsieur Hilaire is just back from Paris. I'm sure he's looking forward to seeing you tomorrow, madame. Yes. Goodbye, madame. So kind of you to phone. You see, Hilaire, darling. It's been like this all the time you've been away.
Busy, eh, mother, darling?
When is the Hilaire coming back? That's what everyone's been asking. Oh. I'm so glad you're home, darling. Even though I'm worried, you look so tired. What was Hamburg like?
It was foggy last night, Mother. That's why I came on the Nord Express. No planes out.
I'll be saying good afternoon then, Madame Hilaire.
You finished the job?
Yes, been all over the salon.
What job is this?
Oh, good afternoon, sir.
The telephone people or something, dear. The gentleman's been working here while you were away.
Telephone?
To do with the telephone, sir.
Anyway, there's no more to be done?
No, you won't be having no more trouble now.
What trouble?
Oh, I don't quite know, but...
The district inspector will call tomorrow to explain.
Ah.
All part of our service, no extra charge, no nothing. Good afternoon, both.
Goodbye. Did you remember the 16 model with Francois Jules?
Well, Mother, I didn't quite make up my mind. There was a girl on the train.
A girl?
Yes. Blonde. Very attractive, actually.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, Mother, don't sniff like that. She said she worked for Francois Jules, though he didn't seem to remember. Oh, by the way, she may be phoning to come round, and then I'll sort of try her out.
What's her name?
Caress Neville.
Sounds funny to me. You need an experienced girl for the Paris competition.
Anyhow, I don't suppose she'll do anything about it.
Madame Hilaire, I'm here!
Oh, that's Lady Delaine Arai.
Yes, so I can hear.
Madame Hilaire. Oh, Hilaire, my dear, you're back.
Good afternoon, Lady Delaine.
Good afternoon, my lady.
I know I'm bursting in on you, but I can't wait to try it on.
It's all ready for you.
If you take your hat off.
Yes, to Miss Miller.
Oh, thank you.
Here it is.
Lovely.
An exact replica of the wig that Marie Antoinette wore at her birthday ball given by King Louis.
Oh, Hilaire, but it's heavenly. It's just out of this world. I should be a sensation tomorrow night.
That should be all.
It must be nearly 2 feet high, and yet it's so light.
One or two tiny details.
Mm-hmm.
Perhaps an extra curl or two here, uh-huh. You think?
Mm-hmm.
Leave it with me. I'll have it ready for you tomorrow afternoon. I'll come along and see it fitted on you.
Will you? Oh, that'll be marvelous, Hilaire.
Now, how about us having a nice, happy little dinner at the Café Piazza tonight, Mother?
I'd love it. It's always nice at the Piazza. A real old-store restaurant.
Yeah, I must go out in a few minutes.
Go out?
Mm.
But you've only just got in.
Oh, it's important, darling.
Oh, you ought to rest for half an hour.
I'll get some exercise at the judo club. That'll freshen me up. I shan't be long.
Why do you want to have anything to do with this Judy? I don't know.
Judo, Mother, darling. Judy's a girl's name.
Well, judo, then.
So you see, in a punch-up, the outer edge of your hand can be quite useful when applied against your opponent's throat, the side of his neck, or the base of his skull.
Yes.
You get the idea?
Oh, I do, yes.
You'll not only cause the blighter extreme pain, but also temporarily paralyze him.
Mm.
Even do him in.
I see.
Now, forget I'm your judo instructor. Now think of me coming at you with a gun. Mm. Right hand extended, elbow tucked in close to my side.
Right.
Now, that's it. Now, grab my wrist.
Yeah, no.
Force my wrist to the left.
Yeah.
That's it. Now, with your right hand. Oh. Yeah, not bad. We'll make a judo expert of you yet.
I wasn't quite quick enough, was I?
If I'd had my finger in the trigger guard of the gun, you could have torn my hand off.
Yeah.
Ah, here's Major Selby.
Back all in one piece, eh?
Yeah, by the skin of my teeth.
As long as you're back, with the goods. What sort of pupils are turning out?
Coming along, sir.
Thanks to my instructor.
All you need to concentrate on is how to kill. Sudden, silent, secret. Edge of a hand against the side of the neck. That's what I mean.
You are very quick, sir.
Oh, I'm very trying. Neck all right?
Oh, yes, I think so, sir.
Nothing broken?
No, not quite, sir.
Good. Well, I want your report in my office. Now, change into your clothes and shoes.
Yes, I won't
be a minute. Looks as if you didn't do so badly for us in Hamburg and got out of Paris very smartly.
I was sorry I had to leave Eric like that. After all, it was thanks to him switching our shoes.
Nothing you could have done for him. He'd served his purpose.
Is that all you've got to say for him?
What else?
Well, I mean, after all...
He was part of my team. But when the great captain calls, the team must still play on. Eric wouldn't have had it otherwise.
Wouldn't he?
Now, let's talk about the positive results of the trip.
The Yosef tape.
I have it played back next door now.
Marvelous being able to hide it in my shoe heel.
Seems little doubt it is Yosef. And where I always knew he was.
In Rio de Janeiro?
Oh? What did Eric tell you?
Didn't tell me anything.
Well, that figures. Didn't tell him much. My guiding rule, never let my right hand know what my left is doing. My problem's the FO.
FO?
Foreign Office.
Ah.
This new intelligence department, that fool Dulaine has started up.
Lord Dulaine?
Yes, why?
Well, Lady Dulaine is a client of mine.
I know.
Oh?
While you've been away, I had one of my agents working at your Berkeley Square place.
Who pretended he was from the telephone people.
Oh, that was his cover. He finished this afternoon.
Yes, I met him.
Every room there is bugged.
Bugged?
Bugged. Not even a hairdryer that doesn't relay any juicy bit of gossip or whisper of scandal right back here.
Back here? What, to your office?
House of Unspeakable Secrets was how some magazine wrote you up, right?
Yes.
Only now it's not your secrets. Hair dyes, false eyelashes, wigs and all the rest. It'll be your client's secrets, which they picked up from their VIP husbands or lovers.
Well, I...
Get this clear. It's top secret stuff.
Oh, of course.
Even to your mother. Understand?
It's going to be a bit tricky.
For her own sake.
What do you mean?
Well, what she doesn't know, she can't tell. Even under, well, pressure.
Torture?
It's a rough game. No rules except one.
Which one?
To win. That's what this Yosef problem's about. Dulaine wants to pull him in. I want to leave him where he is.
In Rio de Janeiro?
There he's useful to me.
Is he?
I'll spell it out for you. Yosef's the code name for a Nazi high-up hiding out in Rio.
What?
Who he is, never mind. He's the magnet pulling various Nazi setups which still operate all over. I've got double agents planted in Yosef's organization, so I have the tip-off on these Nazis. And when they start looking dangerous, I knock them off.
I see.
And Dulaine thinks Yosef should be kidnapped and handed over to Moscow. That's why he wanted that Yosef tape, to put Moscow onto his Rio hideout.
You mean Lord Dulaine is helping the Russians?
That's a name you don't blurt out. Russians. They don't like it.
Who don't?
The Russians.
Ah.
Not when discussing their rotten spies and that sort of thing.
Why?
Not friendly.
Not friendly, but I thought they were the enemy.
That's another thing. Don't think. Only get yourself confused.
Yes.
But about Dulaine. There's a girl he's friendly with.
A girl?
Nothing known about her, except they've been seen knocking back the odd drink together. You'll get to know her.
Will I?
Winkle out of her what between her and Dulaine.
Winkle?
Yes, and I'll take it from there.
Where does he meet him?
Bar of the Café Piazza is one place.
Café Piazza? I'm taking my mother there tonight.
I know.
What? Oh, yes, of course.
One of those coincidences that sometimes comes in useful in this racket. You want to watch out for him.
I will.
Yes?
Oh, Major?
Oh, what is it?
The bug on the FO. His nibs is phoning.
What, Dulaine?
Now.
Well, I've got to hear this. Come on.
What? Oh, me?
Of course. You're in this, too. Up to your neck.
Oh, yes. Yes. Yeah. Listen, he's speaking.
Oh, and I can't wait to tell you all about tomorrow night.
That's Lady Dulaine.
No ideas. Got this chap to see it.
Chap, he says.
The wig he has made for tomorrow night is out of heaven.
It's 2 feet high.
Oh, good. Don't wait dinner for me.
You're letting that beastly old F.A. overwork you, and they really shouldn't.
F.O., dear, not F.A. That must be something else. Well, one's got one's work to do and all that. Must go now.
Bye-bye, dear.
I'll let you know. Cheery bye.
Seems a lot for now.
Yeah, switch off. So, now we know he's meeting at 6:30 at the Piazza Bar.
That was actually Lord Dulaine on the phone from the Foreign Office.
Surprised?
Yeah, but our own Foreign Office.
I told you. Have to keep tabs on friends as well as foes. Only interested in Dulaine so far. I'll come back into my office.
Anything else, I'll let you know, Major.
You do that. Come on. Now, this is right up your alley.
What is?
Get that day's look off your face and listen.
I'm listening.
You'll be at the Café Piazza at 6:30 in the bar.
At 6:30 in the bar. I have to make some excuse to my mother.
Never mind your mother. Now, he'll be meeting her there, right?
What, my mother?
No, you fool, this girl.
Oh, of course.
It's on a plate.
On a...
You just pick her up.
On a plate.
A chap like you, Villers, famous Mayfair hairdresser.
But I can't go up to her. I mean, just like that, and... I mean, what would Lord Dulaine say?
He won't be there.
But you said...
Can you listen?
Oh, every word.
It'll be laid on for you. The pair of them will be at the Piazza Bar, knocking back their drinkies, and that's when he'll be wanted on the phone.
Dulaine?
That's where you step in. Get weaving with the girl. Make the contact. Report to me tomorrow what progress you've made.
All right.
And... Not a squeak out of you to anyone.
Not a squeak, sir.
About anything. Not even to that dear mother of yours.
I understand.
Okay. Piazza Bar, 6:30.
I'll be there.
I know you will.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening.
It is Mr. Hilaire.
Yes.
You're a minute or so early. The lady hasn't arrived yet.
No, I make it just on 6:30.
Nor the gentleman. Oh, there's a message for you from Madame Hilaire.
My mother?
She's got a slight headache. She said for me to tell you.
Headache? But...
So she's having a quiet lie down and won't be along till about 8.
She was perfectly all right when I left her.
Perhaps it's one of those headaches that come on suddenly.
I'd better phone her.
I really shouldn't worry. Besides, she's here.
Oh,
the young lady.
Ah.
Just coming into the bar, sir. Very lovely, isn't she?
Why, it's...
Hello.
Miss Neville. But I wasn't expecting it to be you.
Nor was I expecting it to be you. But you can still call me Caress. Can't you, Hilaire?
In episode 2 of The House of Unspeakable Secrets, Hilaire was played by Leslie Phillips, Selby by Simon Mack, and Caress by Irene Sutcliffe. Nicolette, Lord Dulaine and Lady Dulaine by Anne Murray, Henderson Tate, and Carol March. Erich and Francois Jules were played by Ian Thompson. The Waiter and the Agent by Leroy Lingwood and James Beattie. The Judo Instructor by Michael Harbour, and the Barman by John Wise. Sleeping car attendant and airport officer by Michael Harbour and Ian Thompson. The production was by Guy Vasin.